la 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 la.
Preparation to the lesson in the tens. You're singing like an exile. That should be like this. This is how all the songs are. All of Baal HaSulam's melodies should be like this, and uplifted spirits. Well, reader.
Let's read from Rabash, letter 22. The fact that a person is given to study, pray, and make mitzvot even for a moment a day, this is a gift from the Creator. For there are several millions in the world whom the Creator did not give the opportunity to have the ability to think of the Creator, not even for a moment during the year. Therefore, while engaging in Torah, one should be happy, because only through happiness one is rewarded to draw the reforming light. Everyone participate with his friends, a spiritual action he made yesterday and caused him happiness. Everyone shares a spiritual opportunity he did with friends yesterday and caused him joy.
Yesterday, we, as a 10, we went to disseminate newspapers after the morning lesson, which was a really gladdening event. We also had a Zoom with 1025. It was a very refreshing connection. These things that are out of the ordinary and give us strength
I'm very envious of what the friends did with this, the dissemination of the newspapers. At the same time, I prepared content for the teenagers meeting. Together with Niv, we made a few video clips, which awakened a few more groups. Yeah, funny stuff.
Yeah,
it was felt that yesterday we used yesterday in order to do many things together and disseminate, and it's all a preparation for this lesson right now where we have to come together and ask.
Yeah, in addition to the external activities, I had a very special moment on the afternoon Zoom. One of the friends said, not forget that at the end, what happens to us is in the thought and everything depends on us. And that put me... Well, that was a reminder from the Creator that the way we think throughout the day, this is the most powerful action there is. And with the help of the Ten, it is directed to a good place.
Difficult question. For me, it was a deep scrutiny of what true act. What did I do yesterday that really brought happiness? The question is better than the answer. Then I prefer to remain with this question during the day and see how whatever I do isn't something automatic or a result of or something that I'm forced to do, but really a result of good deeds, of wanting to give contentment to the Creator.
Undoubtedly, the thing that gave me happiness the most is the action we did yesterday after the lesson. We went out to disseminate newspapers. You feel that immediately after you hear in the lesson of what you have to do, what is the role of the people of Israel, and how important it is to disseminate, we immediately went out to disseminate as one, and that changed my day. The day looked completely different. And also on the summering Zoom meeting at 8 p.m., these are the two actions that closed the day in a wonderful way.
One thing was to prepare the preparation for the lesson with another friend, that you really have to prepare yourself in order to prepare the friends for the lesson is serious responsibility, and also that we went to disseminate newspapers together. And second question.
Second question, what should we now do during the lesson in order to bring us closer to the light of Torah in the best possible way? What should we do now during the lesson in order to draw the light of Torah in the best possible way?
Now during the lesson, we should come like a clean slate, as a ten, that wants to write a common prayer in our heart, to look for the ten's prayer. It doesn't matter what we're studying. Dissemination, this, that, whatever it is. It's all in order to generate a prayer.
Well, first of all, we have to try to make this lesson a source of joy and to really connect internally. And as we had now in the beginning of the lesson, the melodies, as Rav said, we have to approach the lesson with such strength, inner demand for the light, and then it will come.
We have to support one another and make sure that during the lesson, regardless of what we're studying, whether it's the preface or Rabash's clarification to the preface, Or are we fighting off sleep? Every small effort that we make has to be accompanied with hope, that by that we awaken the light that works. Because without that, it's ineffective.
מלווה ב, ב, בכוונה ו, ובתקווה שזה, שזה מקרב את המאור.
So, everything that we do has to draw the light nearer.
Everything that will make us exert against our nature will help us draw the reforming light. And to try and be in one intention, we're going to study supposedly intellectual stuff that activate the mind, but we do not forget about the intention and the connection, and we receive flavors, spiritual flavors and inner sensation.
There's fire burning, and on the inside to see. To ask yourself difficult questions.
Except for the ear that hears what it hears, there is the heart. And in order to direct the heart, we can do it through the friends, through the ten, everyone asking to connect to his question, to use masachim, books, to connect to their heart and let our heart penetrate their hearts.
All studying, reading the Pticha, and so on. We keep the friends that nothing will disconnect, nothing will happen. Because the reforming light works as a result of our effort, and only then do we get a feedback from the upper. So we want for the light to come closer as a result of this thing.
Shalom.